When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of Desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song. It was a
night. Okay, Joey pals, all this week, Rick is playing mystery songs by Elvis Presley. No mystery. No mystery. Right, Daniel?
Now, yeah, I know it's Elvis. But
okay, because on the 14th of March at the McCallum Theater, a group called Hot Club and a performer, Tyler Hilton, are going to honor the music of Elvis.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Okay, what's the name of this?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's, I know it's Elvis, but I don't know the song.
He'll sing it. What a beautiful night. No. Such a night. I was close. Do I get a close?
Did you see the Elvis movie?
No.
So good.
Rick wants me to come over. He's got a studio.
So good.
Dalton and I are going to go over there and watch it in his studio.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
I have to bring
popcorn. Love it. It was good.
It was?
Yes, we loved it.
We had the star at the film festival. I got to see him, and I saw some clips and, you know, talked to him backstage.
Oh, wow.
Okie dokie. Where am I? Okay. We're talking about lots of wonderful things that make life better. And in the city of Palm Springs, Daniel Meyer has some wonderful news from
Palm Springs International Airport.
Money, money, money. Boy, did you get money.
We did. We received $5.7 million from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law for the Airport Terminal Program. So we will be using that money, and I'm sure a lot of people will be excited about this, to renovate and expand our baggage claim at PSP.
I thought, am I remembering wrong? Isn't this a new baggage claim, relatively?
No. The baggage claim, the last time it was remodeled, sometime around the year 2000.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm remembering wrong.
Our ticket lobby was recently remodeled, though.
Okay.
We finished that in the summer of 21.
All right. So, I mean, what do you do to improve a baggage area?
Good question.
I mean,
so
they're all so much the same, I think.
Basically, they're all pretty much the same. They all do the same function, right? But ours, if you've been there anytime, even right now, we're just so busy because of all the growth, it gets really crowded in there. It's difficult to walk around. We don't have enough carousels for all the baggage at our peak hours. Not all the time. It's just at our busiest times of day, it gets like that. So we're going to move the rental car counters to a different location.
Okay, I'm picturing.
Yep. Move some of the airline baggage service offices to a different location.
Okay.
And then the bag belts, there's three of them currently. We're going to replace all those with four. We're going to add a fourth one, so we'll have four baggage carousels in there. So we'll have more bag carousels than we do now.
And they'll come out further, probably where the rental cars used to be?
I believe so, but we haven't done the design work yet, so I don't know for sure. But that's kind of the goal. We're also going to expand the building footprint, so they'll have a lot more room in there to walk around, be less crowded, and people have a lot more space. And we'll replace, and my favorite thing, all the flooring, because, you know, the carpet's not in great shape. So we'll get that taken care of.
Why put in carpet? Wouldn't it be easier to put in granite or something?
Like terrazzo?
Yeah, something,
you know,
sturdier.
The airport originally had terrazzo. And now there's something that goes, and so, you know, kind of leading into our next thing, our master plan update, we're going to be looking at the terminal areas. I know eventually we'll be working with preservations in town to do some restoration work and try to stay true to the original Don Wexler design of the terminal.
Ooh, I like that.
And it originally had terrazzo. And I am definitely a fan of terrazzo. I like it. I think it kind
of... I had it in a house once. Mm-hmm. And when you figure you're rolling wheels on it, carpet gets so dirty and you can't ever really
vacuum it. People spill drinks on it. It stains.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right now the whole terminal has carpet in it, in the indoor portions at least. That could change. You know, again, we haven't started the design work on that, so I really don't know what, but we're definitely replacing the flooring. So, and the new heating, like electrical heating, cooling will be replaced, all that kind of fun stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. New PA system so people can hear better in there. So when they make announcements on what claim your bags are on, you'll be able to hear it more clearly and go over there.
Your flight just left, honey. Attention in the area.
Yeah.
So when is this going to start? Does it put it in perspective? Is it all going to come on at once, the baggage and the master plan? I mean, are we just going to shut down for a year or something?
You know, airports always have a lot of projects going on that we're juggling quite a bit. And the master plan process, we had our first meeting about it just this week, or just last week, excuse me. With the airport commission and some community members talk about what it does and what it doesn't do and kind of all the public input that's going to be needed. It's a 30-month process. So
wow. The master plan.
Yeah, the master plan. And so that started now. And what that is, it's a document that guides the development of the airport over the next 20 years.
But you just, last October, I think it was, you put out a call for new restaurants, new businesses.
That's separate. Yeah, so the master plan document tells us it's basically it's all land development, how we're going to use the space we have and how we're going to develop it. Like, and if we and we need to do some work for the terminal, expand it, whatever. And so this plan will look at the options and how we can do it, what we would do it. It's not a design plan. We won't design the terminal, but it'll say here's kind of the concept, what you could do with the terminal. And then later we go to a design firm, architects, to actually get into a terminal layout plan or a design plan, and we'll get the whole actual new terminal, like, you know, plans for expansion or whatever, whatever the plan comes up with in the end of the process, right?
Is the baggage renovation a part of that?
It is not. So the baggage renovation was on our capital improvement plan. We put it on there, and it was slated to start in 2025. But now that we've received these funds, we're going to try and accelerate that. But we don't know when yet, because we just found out this week, last week, and we're working with the FAA to see timelines, and then so we can go out to RFP.
Why the FAA?
Because they're the ones giving us the money.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. How silly of me.
Yes.
Talk to them all you need to.
Yes.
But I would think you've got to coordinate the baggage claim with the footprint, with the master plan, with the Wexler, with...
Yeah, so the master plan, I mean, I'm not saying it's not part of it, but the master plan, it's starting now, and typically we take 30 months to do that. But as the airport, we've directed our consultants to take the terminal portion of it and put it the very first thing we cover. Because everybody knows it's been flying lately. It's like the terminal, we're over capacity. We have so many passengers and flights now that we need to do some expansion plans to fix those. So we're going to focus on the terminal first and then do the other aspects of the master plan after we finish that portion.
I have a question.
Yes.
What about the runways? Are they long enough and are there enough and...
Yeah, runways are okay, but the master plan will also look at the runways and see what we can do. Yeah, because it also does forecasting for the next 20 years. And so it addresses concerns today and like what things may be like in 2030. What's 20? It's 2020. So up to 2042 is what we'll be looking at. So we'll look at a lot of those different things.
And I'll be 90, 20 what?
42.
That's 3 years.
I think
years.
I'll be retired.
I'll be 97. I'll be here.
Not 2032,
2042. 2042, I'll be 97.
Okay. How old will I be? I don't know.
Just so you will be.
I hope so.
This is fascinating.
But yeah, it's all about land use planning. Like, how do we develop the land? All right, like, there's vacant land on the airport. What do we do with it? What's the highest
and best
use? But
don't jets, as jets get more sophisticated, don't they require less runway? Because they're smaller and more powerful.
Yeah, the engine's power and the weight. But also, to that point, I mean, it looks at new technology coming, like maybe a vertiport for, like, electric aircraft.
A vertiport.
Yeah, kind of like...
A vertiport. Let's write that down.
Like, if we're having electric aircraft coming in, like, how we charge them? What kind of aircraft are going? Do they take off vertically? Take off horizontally? So it's going to look at all kinds of new
aircraft
that could be coming that we might need to plan for. And how are we going to do that? Where will we put it? So,
dear Daniel, are there people developing electric aircraft?
There are. There's actually a company, they're developing vertiports, and apparently by the year 2025,
definitely for that.
They're in the works, they're coming.
2020.
But probably more for like, actually United has several electric aircraft on order. They're more shorter range aircraft, but we're probably seeing like, you could even one day, there's a company looking at maybe trying to do electric air taxis just in around the Southern California area. Electric, just jump in. It like 4 people. It'll take you to L.A., San Diego.
I just don't want them to be autopilot.
I feel like we're living in the
Cars that keep you in the lanes and stop and start on their own.
Yeah, I don't want
that in the plane.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be a auto or pilot or not, but it's kind of exciting. It's almost like we're living in the age of the Jetsons.
Yes, it is.
So we'll look at the master plan. We'll look at all that kind of stuff. And also, what I want to say to the listeners,
vertiport.
And for the listeners. For the Joey pals, public participation is very, very important to this process because this is a community asset. We want the community involved and know where we're going to take it over the next 20 years. So they need to be sure and just watch our website, flypsp.com. We'll be adding a website to that where they can link and sign up for updates and see the plans, learn about what it does, what it does not do, how they can provide comments, how they can participate.
Wow.
So over the next probably week or so, just check our website, flypsp.com. They should find that. Watch our social media, Facebook, we're at flypsp, and our Twitter is the same as well. We'd love to have the community participate. We want to hear what they think and where they'd like to see their airport become.
This is so exciting. You're right. We're going into the Jetsons.
Yeah.
What's your title over there, Daniel?
I am the Deputy Director of Aviation, Marketing, and Air Service Development.
Say that fast. He just. Oh, you do have a name tag on.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Okay, I learned vertiport today. I hadn't even thought about electric aircraft.
Yeah.
Of course, we have drones and things.
Uh-huh. And, of course, basically it's drones getting bigger for people. And
bigger drones.
Yeah, I guess you could think. Yeah.
Oh, my stars. That's a conversation we'll have to have. Let's get a pilot on here and ask
about... We should call your son. Yeah. Have him come join.
Have United and electric...
He could probably tell us a lot more than I could.
Oh, God. I don't know that I want to know. There, all the years that Trevor was flying military F-15s, he had a list of categories, things I didn't tell my mother at the time she couldn't handle when he was flying in Desert Storm and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So there may be a list of these as well.
I think we should set drinks.
Drinks.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this list.
It's always wonderful when you're here.
I love
Thanks
coming.
So much for coming by.
You're welcome.
You're out of here. If you're near your phones, Joey pals, I've got presents for you.